Welcome back to Rosie on the House. Super Bowl talk. Part of food. I wonder what the athletes' ceremonial pregame dinner is all about. What do you eat Sunday morning if you're going to play in the Super Bowl Sunday afternoon?
Would you be too nervous to eat? Need lots of fuel for that.
Well, if you've been there five or six times, it's just like any other game.
Oh.
I'd like to know what the difference is between like 1972 and now.
Philosophies have changed a lot.
In 1972, they all got together and smoked cigarettes.
That's what I was picturing. They show that one guy, the quarterback, is sitting on the sideline smoking a cigarette at halftime. You're like, what?
Had a couple beers in the morning for breakfast.
So was this Terry Bradshaw?
No, I didn't. That's the right time. I didn't recognize the guy. I think he was a Washington Redskin.
He was the guy Terry Bradshaw beat because he wasn't smoking.
Oh, yeah. Man. Oh, man.
Well, I have a question for you.
Yes.
It's, for the athletes, it's about how they eat all the time.
Yeah, so. Well, five months out of the year, anyway. Well, I bet there's a lot of cheating goes on seven months out of the year.
All right. Well, we have quarterbacks Matt Ryan and Tom Brady. I have their diets to compare. You want to guess beforehand who's you might be able to mimic?
Neither.
I'm gonna pick the guy that lives closest to the South. I'm gonna pick the guy that's currently living. I think he's from the North, but he currently lives in Atlanta. I'm thinking I'd probably like his meals better than Brady's.
I think you're probably right. I got this article off WebMD, and they're just talking about the differences and are they healthy or not, and do you need to really do what they do?
Yeah.
But Matt's is pretty simple. He tries to eat just a well-balanced meal. He was taught to put a lot of color on his plate, so a variety of food. He does cheat a little bit.
A balanced meal in Atlanta is equal portions of fried fish and fried chicken.
No fried.
That's an Atlanta balanced meal.
I do lots of color. I always go medium rare. You get the dark outside and the red inside. That's lots of color.
Well, his big trick is he eats every 3 hours, too, to keep his blood sugar level, his glucose level.
Grazing.
So he doesn't.
He's a grazer.
He's not up and down.
Okay.
So Tom Brady's, though, is probably pretty unachievable
This is probably pretty
Gucci,
Americans. Is my guess.
Well, of course, he does have a cook, and it's
personal cook.
A personal cook, and it's probably pretty cost prohibitive because it's all kind of specialized eating. But for one thing, he eats no white sugar, white flour, dairy, no nightshade vegetables, which is a family of vegetables, right, Romy?
I've never heard of that term. What is that?
Yeah, it's your
a nightshade vegetable.
Your tomatoes. And potatoes. Do you remember because they grafted the French fries and ketchup plant the tomato root base and the tomato top? So it's a certain types of vegetables, which I think is bogus. I can't tell you how many different countless articles I've seen about how good tomatoes are for preventing prostate cancer. So, I mean, what do you want, inflammation or prostate?
Well, there is, that's not a proven thing. That's kind of controversial. Some of the naturalist kind of people, naturopaths, will tell you not to eat nightshade vegetables.
So no nightshade vegetables. I'm scratching those off my list.
Well, here's
one you
would
like. I don't
even
know what they are.
Here's one you would like. No, he doesn't eat fruit.
That's my man.
Yeah, so you could achieve that part.
No nightshade fruits, no fruit.
And 80% of Brady's meals are vegetables. They're all organic. All the grains are whole, brown rice.
80% of his meal is vegetables?
Mm-hmm.
80?
Aren't you surprised? I'm surprised.
Wow.
I would think he'd need more protein. But he eats lots of brown rice, quinoa, millet, and beans. Only 20% of his calories are from things like salmon and steak. And he only uses coconut oil.
Well, la-ti-da.
La-ti-da.
How
does that compare with our peanut oil?
You mean his chef.
Yes, his chef, true. For he and his supermodel wife.
So if we invited the winning quarterback to dinner, Matt Ryan would be a much easier guest to have.
Well, I think he'd be a much more gracious guest. Oh, I can't eat that.
Matt, we have some fried chicken and some boiled crawfish. Come on in.
So
that's
So, of course, the WebMD is telling you just pick something that works for you that where you can maintain your level. And they said you can have 10% sugar in your diet. So I was kind of I thought, wow, that's great. And I looked it up. So for women, if you're trying to lose a pound a week, you can have 1,500 calories a day.
Okay.
That leaves you, what, 150 calories for your sugar, right?
Well, but that would be like...
One cookie. A half a cookie.
Oh, really?
One piece of chocolate.
No.
No wonder.
Bon appetit.
Well, listen, speaking of the Super Bowl and what these guys are eating, the following weekend is Valentine's Day. And every year Valentine's Day, we have our friends at G. Darrell Olson Jewelry participate with us to give our listeners a chance to win something special from their store. So they've called us this week and said, hey, we'd like to give a $250 gift certificate.
Plus a box of candy.
Plus a box of candy. So we were thinking here, how are we going to give our listeners a chance to win this? G. Darrell Olson Jewelry, $250 certificate. Spend on anything you want in the store.
Can I tell you just a little bit about the store?
Yes.
They have moved. They're at 914 East Camelback Road. And they carry.
Okay,
they,
so they're still on Camelback.
Not too far from where they were if you're used to going there. If you like estate jewelry, they carry just a ton of it. They can customize any existing jewelry. So if you have a piece you want altered or if you want to buy something and have it altered, they buy and sell gold. You like shopping there.
Okay.
Yeah, I've gotten some nice things. They carry those beautiful gold roses.
Yeah, well, for years, every Valentine's Day, you got one gold rose.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the best Valentine's Day gift a guy can ever find.
That's right. So anyway, go ahead and tell how somebody's going to win this $250 gift certificate something in the store.
What do you think, Mike? I think the listener needs to either text us at 411-923 or email us the correct score of the Super Bowl. And Romy will be able to tell from the text and from the email.
Which is info@rosieonthehouse.com.
Which hits us first, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whoever predicts the winner, loser, and the exact score of the game will win a $250 gift certificate to G. Darrell Olson.
Whoever comes closest to that.
And we need a tiebreaker. So give us each team what they will score, and then the tiebreaker will be how many turnovers in the game. Okay?
Yes, Rom.
Jen's going to hate you. We're probably going to get several hundred entries, and she's going to have to go through those and find the right one and compare the time.
Well,
it sounds like an admin nightmare.
Well, she's got her Monday booked up.
Well, but if you think about it, she really doesn't have to do that. All she has to do is start from the earliest.
Right, I know.
But you have to decide of all those who got the closest. So she does have to open them all.
You're going to have to... Until
she gets to the first right one.
What are the chances of somebody guessing?
Oh, I'm going to guess it's in the 40s or 50s before she finds the the winner.
I mean, I could just cheat and tell you. It's going to be Atlanta, 21.
Okay. Three touchdowns.
Patriots, 17.
Two touchdowns and a field goal. Yep. All right.
How many turnovers?
Three.
All right.
Go, Matt Ryan. take your fried chicken to the game, buddy. All right, so again, you text us or email us. Text us 411-923 or...
info@rosieonthehouse.com through email.
The result of tomorrow's Super Bowl game, that person that gets closest to the exact score of each team will win a $250 gift certificate. You got all week to get down there to the store and pick out something nice for your sweetheart for Valentine's Day.
But we are closing the contest at 11 today.
No, honey.
They're guessing. No, the guessing part, right?
No, they can do it all the way up until the end of the
game. Okay, Jen, you can hang on.
No, you can't do it during the game.
If that's the first correct score that we get.
No.
Okay.
We'll have the closest, but you can't start. You know how many people be changing their guesses as the game started?
Yeah, I think you have other things for Jen to do this week.
Yeah, okay. No. Through our program, because that text is used by KTAR all weekend long.
Oh.
So she's going to have to sort through every other host text. That's through 11.
Okay.
I haven't made that clear. Yes, all right.
Okay. Do you guys have any idea what it's like to sit on the other side of the glass? It feels like I'm sitting and watching your kitchen table while you guys all argue some family event. It's hilarious.
We're changing the rules. We're not arguing. All right, so that ends at 11 today.
Yes.
Okay. There you go.
Thanks, Romy, for backing me on
there
that.
You go. So what?
You
what,
can tell he's never had to pick the winner out of any of these.
Or he's never had to go into texting either. The texting program.
I don't know how to operate that texting machine. What other Valentine's Day prep should we encourage our readers to participate in?
It's the weekend after Super Bowl, so they better check out their other bowl. Make sure it's all in good shape.
That's right. So it's time with Valentine's Day coming up. Guys, you know, if you're going to get that dozen roses delivered to the house, you probably ought to try and take care of that this weekend. You wait till Thursday or Friday, and chances are the delivery truck is going to be too full of flowers from guys that were listening to Rosie on the House and did it early. So get ready for that. You know, we've had several articles over the years, the things that we've enjoyed doing on Valentine's Day. When we had all the kids around, we would just give the kids up on the street to whoever would take them, and we'd have fix each other dinner at the house. But one of the other things that it's not something I would generally think of, but the time we gave each other those high count Egyptian sheets for the bed. Those were like sleeping on air, you know, when you're used to the JCPenney $29.99 set, and then you end up in this set. Boy, it makes a big difference.
Ah.
I slept on a pair of $1,000 bamboo sheets, and I want to tell you, that was
I didn't buy
incredible.
Those. We were a guest somewhere.
Yeah. Those were incredible.
I'm only saying that because Egyptian doesn't sound American-made to me. You have to find some Yuma cotton, and there are places in Arizona that sell specifically, what do you call it, sewn?
Manufactured
linens from Yuma cotton out of Yuma, Arizona. And they say it's every bit as good as Egyptian cotton.
And the Pima cotton, too, all from Casa Grande and Tucson.
Or was it Pima cotton? Pima cotton or Yuma cotton?
Pima cotton.
Okay. Yuma's the lettuce. Well, cotton. Thank you.
Are you going to tell us about something you know made out of that cotton?
Hey. You like that?
I love that. Uh-huh. Pretty sharp, Romy.
Yeah, I got my pair of Kime Ranch jeans this week, and I got two big thumbs up from the family.
From the girls approve, and I do too. They're fantastic.
Family approved Western cotton. They got this little knife pocket up here.
A little brand on
you
there.
You know, that was one thing that I really enjoy wearing a knife in the pants with the clip on that. You know,
okay, slips in your front pocket.
But
there.
Over time, it starts to fray your jeans, and your pockets wear out before the rest of it. Well, this has an exterior pocket right above the regular pocket for your knife. So you've got where you picture your old-fashioned watch pocket on top, and then your regular pocket. Well, just below that, there's another pocket perfectly sized for your American-made, bench-made.
You're taking this pretty serious, aren't you?
I am.
I'm going to join you. I'm going to order a pair of those jeans.
Kime's Ranch.
Spell that.
K-I-M-E-S. Yeah, K-I-M-E-S.
Okay.
I couldn't remember if it was E or M-E.
Local folks right here in the valley. American-made breeches that you can get where?
Perryman's Western Wear is where I picked them up. I know there's several other stores in the Southeast Valley, Chandler, Tempe-ish. She sent me a list, but Perryman's was the only one that was close to my daily travel, so that's where I stopped. And these are the Watson pair. They say Chuck is their most popular, but they were sold out of Chuck, so obviously they're the most popular. I really like these. These are the Watson Kime jeans.